This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Did I say that? This is WAIF. Did I mention that a little while ago? The phone number is 749-1444. Chris and Rob got a favorite local band here in the Queen City. Getting more favorite all the time as long as these guys keep showing up with beer in the studio. And these guys also happen to open up the big show for Motley Crue down at the... Where'd they play at? The Taft Theater, I think?
Somebody's backyard, Annie's, I don't know.
In just a minute, we'll be joined by Jim Miller from Leap Skyward.
Wow!
To talk about partying with the crew, Motley Crue, right here on WAIF.
No, this is Leap Skyward.
Skyward, check it out. Rocking with the Leap Skyward band right here on WAIF. And we're going to talk to Leap Skyward about hanging out with the crew in just a minute. But have I mentioned tonight that it's pledge time at WAIF? And without the financial support of listeners like yourself, WAIF would cease to exist and you'd be listening to corporate rock, and that would suck. So call 961-8900 and ask for Jim. Or just talk to whoever answers the phone. 961-8900. Donations are being accepted now in all denominations, but we do have very groovy pledge levels with all kind of pledge premiums that show our appreciation for your financial support. If WAIF wasn't broadcasting today, what would you be doing? And how often a week do you take advantage of the fact that WAIF is broadcasting something a little different, a little more unique, and probably a little more interesting to listen to than National Public Radio or Night Ranger. Call 961-8900 now and pony up just a little bit of Gitas to keep WAIF broadcasting on the air and so that we can maintain our high level of broadcasting excellence. $15 makes you a member of Stepchild Radio, which means you can come to the meeting and vote on who's going to be a member of the Board of Trustees. Notice I'm not talking about office jobs. This is a Board of Trustees where decisions are made about how to run the station in a democratic fashion, not like up at major corporate radio where the almighty dollar rules. $25, throw in the keychain. $50, you get that koozie. What's a koozie, Rob?
A koozie is an insulated mug.
It's an insulated mug. It'll keep your hot drinks hot, your cold drinks cold. And everyone's going to say, hey, he's cool with that koozie, sipping on his sipper there. $75 gets you the ball cap with the WAIF logo on it, coming handy this spring when softball league starts. And $125 gets you the Unabomber look with the zipper-hooded WAIF sweat jacket. All this and more. Call now, 961-8900. If lines are busy, please call 749-1444. Either of those numbers will get you through to WAIF, the only quality radio in this town. And you know, those other public radio stations just get worse and worse. The one station, they just keep playing more and more Mozart. The other station, they just keep playing more and more and more of that trendy folk rock, which, you know, it's not really even folk, but they say it is. And that other station, I'm not even going to mention them, because I have Catholic friends. 749-1444 or 961-8900, if you could be so generous as to support public radio in Cincinnati. Now, Jim Miller.
Yes.
You're the lead singer of Leap Skyward, and you had the pleasure of opening up the rock festival at the Taft Theater. When was it? Saturday night?
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Opening for Motley Crue. Now, Everyone's acting like Motley Crue's a big deal. I thought they were a bunch of has-beens.
Nah, they're a big deal, man.
They are a big deal?
Yeah, to me, they're a big deal.
Why are they a big deal to you?
Well, because when I grew up listening to music, I started off listening to Kiss, Ted Nugent, Aerosmith, AC/DC, all the ultimate things that people should listen to. And then later on, when I started playing music, when I could actually sing and write songs and stuff, I started playing Motley Crue songs. So
I can't even remember the names of any of their hits.
You can't?
No.
But then again,
I was in a haze in the 80s.
Yeah, I understand. How about, let's go with Girls, Girls, Girls.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, sure. It's part of your life,
right?
It was good. They got a lot of good hits.
Now, what's the deal with those guys in Motley Crue? They got tattoos and Playboy centerfolds for girlfriends. What's up with that?
Absolutely. They got a lot of tattoos. There's no doubt about that.
And did you party with them Sunday night?
Yeah, we did. We did. You want me to tell you the story?
I want to hear the story.
Okay, here's how it came down. Here's how Leap Skyward got the
And
gig.
You took a date. Didn't Nona Nay go with you?
Yes, she did.
And did you get to meet the band?
Yes, I did. I got to meet two of them.
Which one?
I met Tommy Lee, and I also met the lead singer, Vince Neil.
Really?
They were really cool. Actually.
Did they hit on you?
No, they didn't.
Why not?
No. I guess, I don't
was
know.
Was Pamela Anderson
they
backstage
interested
or something?
In me. I guess I don't compare to Pamela, so.
So what's the story, Jim?
Well, here's how it came down. EBN had a contest. Oh! Didn't mean to say that, but local radio station had a contest. They've narrowed down to like a few bands. It came down to the end. They picked us and two other bands, Naked Truth and another band called something. I forgot what they're called now.
It doesn't even matter.
No, it really doesn't.
Because they
suck. So they narrowed it down to this big battle of the bands contest. Now, it wasn't as cheesy as... I'm sure...
It wasn't make it out to be cheesy.
Have you
or have you not in your musical career participated in one battle of the bands
at
contest?
At least one.
Well, and it wasn't one of those, okay, whoever screams the loudest wins things. It wasn't one of those. They had judges and everything.
What, they had Wild Man there?
No. Wild Man. Well, in that case, we would have won because Prisoner wasn't playing. But we went down there to the Four Square Mall on a Thursday. They had a battle of the bands. It was us.
It was in a mall, but it wasn't cheesy. Gotcha.
Well, it was cheesy. Believe me.
The whole
scene was cheesy. That's what was fun about it. So we played on Thursday night. We won this contest in the shopping mall, and we got the big gig.
In a shopping mall? Did you get a free NEM pretzel?
It was outside of the Guitar Center, which is a music store that happens to sponsor Motley Crue and blah, blah, blah.
It's right next to the I Seen It on TV kiosk. The place that sells all the crap you see advertised on TV.
Okay.
Kiosk.
He lost everything was going good, so he said kiosk.
Little shack.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. So you guys win.
Anyway, we win.
It's just you're kickstarting your career.
Yeah, we're kickstarting our career at 30 years old. My career has finally been kickstarted. I've been waiting for a long time for this. So finally, I'm kickstarted. So it comes down to the We get a call from Leap Sky or Motley Crue's manager.
Really? Motley Crue's manager called you personally?
Yes, and you know what his name is?
What?
Machine.
Oh, Machine.
That's his name. Machine.
I was expecting to say like his name was like Barry Goldfarb or something.
His name's Machine. So Machine calls me. He says the bottom line was he wants me to fax him. It's like 9 o'clock Saturday night. You know, I'm getting ready to go to bed, man. I've been partying all day, practicing, celebrating our big my career was kickstarted. I figured I'd kickstart my buzz early on Saturday. So we go out and he wants me to fax him a setup thing Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Wants me to go to like a print shop. I'm not gonna go to a print shop to fax him that. So he's like, "Well, what's your setup?" And then he says, "Well, just make sure you don't bring a lot of stuff."
Okay, well, you guys got guitars and amps and stuff, don't you?
I tried to explain. Hey, we got one guitar, we got one bass, we got one drum, we got one singer. We're not gonna bring a lot of stuff. Plus, we're lazy. We don't want to carry it in.
Yeah, it wasn't like you have a Hammond organ player or anything like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not like, yeah, this is what I have in four.
You guys aren't big in Iowa.
No, we're not. We're barely big in Cincinnati. I mean, right. So we do that. We fax him the equipment list, and then they schedule us for the big in-store appearance with Motley Crue, which is on Sunday at the Guitar Center.
Now, when do I get to find out about you partying with Vince Neil?
Pretty soon.
Okay.
They don't party. Well, I mean, they don't party there.
They don't.
They're out. You know.
Motley Crue doesn't party.
Nah, but to jump ahead, you know, they got these coolers, right? Like they're beverages for all cool. There's four Igloo coolers.
And they're all filled with blats, right?
No, they're not. They're like it's water. Get ready. They're like recovering. Tommy Lee just got out of.
Oh, that's right.
They're all like that's, you know. I mean, I think their only vice they have left is like. You know, women and smoking cigarettes.
Because those guys are almost as old as the Stones now, right?
Yeah. So we did this big in-store. Like, they're like, you know, we're going to go to the show up at the Guitar Center. Those people there. What do you think? What happened then? I decided to invite Onanay for the whole day. So.
Yeah, out of the blue, I just got a phone call from Jim and asking me if I wanted to come, you know, with him and have this whole day with him down at the Taft.
Hanging
out with the crew. And
I could
so
think
cool.
of a worse date.
Yeah, but honestly, let me be honest, I don't really know too much about Motley Crue, you know, I'm not into the whole rock music scene, so it was kind of cool for me. You know, I got a chance to go down to...
Well, what kind of scene are you into?
I'm more into the Latin scene, the Latin music scene, things like that, so it's completely different than rock
Tito
music.
Rodriguez, stuff like that?
Tito, who's that?
Tito Rodriguez? Zay Bucco.
You probably mean Tito Puente, yeah.
Tito Puente.
Tito Puente.
And who's that chick flamenco guitarist? Dottie Basad or whatever, she's coming to town.
Charo.
No, not
Charo.
Anyway,
you'd know Charo.
So you're
anyway.
On this date hanging out with Motley Crue.
Well, I'm gonna impress him. This is my biggest rock star. Yeah, I'm gonna be cooler today than I've ever been. So I decided to bring him.
Oh.
Somebody with
oh,
me.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
Besides that,
Onane, you were just there.
I had to go down the shopping mall.
The shopping mall was really cool. It was really hectic. You know, there's people just going crazy for Motley Crue and Leaf Skyward, you guys are getting your respect there too.
Yeah. But the funny part was they got the stage set up right, and we're trying to be all cool. We don't really look. I mean, no, I know it's radio, but we don't look like. I mean, we're not. We don't look like anything like Motley Crue. We don't really look like.
Yeah, you guys look like a bunch of dudes from Fairfield.
Right. I mean, that's the bottom line. So they got this big thing set up, this little area where the music guy, the guy that runs the Guitar Center, is all uptight. He's like, "Stay right here. Stay right here. We're gonna need you." So we stay on the side of this little stage. So Motley Crue's going to walk up on the stage and make this big appearance in the mall. We're staying on the side, but the problem was the security guard kept shooing us away. He's like, "Hey, what are you guys doing standing here?" The security guards are going around a circle. Every new guard tried to shoo us away. Like, "What are you guys doing here? Get back behind the thing. So we had to keep fighting our way up and say, "Hey, we're actually the band. It's okay. We're going to stand here." So we get to Motley Crue came in. They had thousands, probably 1,000 people. Had guitars, albums, all the stuff they're going to sign. They walk in for like 2 seconds. Up the stage, say hello, walk back out.
And this is the first time you got to hang out with those guys?
Yeah, and we got up on the stage. We all stood up there together. You know, they kind of gave us the once-over and checked it out. We hung out. And then you go to the sound check, which takes forever. And they were really cool. I have to say they were great because we go there and they had a big downstairs dressing room. And they were like, "Well, we're down here. If you need anything or you want to... The band's down here. You can meet them as much as you want." So we were basically hanging out with them as much as we wanted for like 5 hours. But I couldn't think of things to do I don't think they wanted to talk to me that much or that often. So I asked them a few questions. That was about it. I do remember a situation. I was coming up the stairs and my boy Tommy Lee He was ready for the gig after we played.
No, he's your boy now.
Well, no, but I'm just saying. Now, wait, you hear the rest of the story. You'll find out. Right, but he's got on his. He's ready to go. If we played our show, you know, we come backstage. Everyone's like, yeah, move your gear. It's time for Motley Crue to play. And he's standing on the stairs, and I come. He had on like his little leather. What do you call this thing?
Speedos, maybe.
Yeah, he's wearing his little leather Speedos on the stairs.
Oh,
unfortunately, I come up walking up the stairs, and he stopped, so I come face-to-face with Tommy Lee's ass wearing his leather Speedos.
Tommy Lee is about as dumb as a human being can be and still function in society, isn't he?
Well, oh, no, no.
Is he just...
You know, I don't
like
to say
84.
About Tommy Lee, really. I don't know too much about him.
He has dreadlocks. He has hair like us, but it's like...
I thought he looked kind of cool.
It's tied up, so he has corn stalks.
He may look cool, but he is just...
Coolio.
They don't come any dumber than Tommy Lee, do they? He's dumber than a post. He's dumber than a fence post.
He's got gesticulation down. Gesticulation, he makes a lot of... When he talks, he waves his arms around. He makes a lot of these signs.
Is he the drummer guy?
Yeah.
Does he still flip upside down and go in 360s?
Nah, I don't think they're in those days. They can't afford the production like
that
anymore.
That.
It was a good thing.
They can barely afford a peroxide for Vince Neil's hair.
Now he's not even care about that.
He's not even blonde anymore?
No, I finally met a lead singer that I probably could have beaten in a race.
He's like a big fat slob now,
I could have took him on a sprint.
He's like a huge cow.
Beat him down Sycamore Street if I would have took him on, I think.
Now his tattoos are getting bigger.
It was
stretch marks in the middle of his tattoos.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. We're talking to Jim Miller from Leap Skyward about his encounter with Motley Crue Sunday night. So when's the debauchery start? Get to that part.
Here's where it starts. At the end of the gig, we're done with our show. There's another band, I can't remember their name, that's going to play a 20-minute set that they brought with them on tour.
After Motley Crue?
Yeah, so they got a guy. I mean, heavy metal, you always got to have a guy walking around putting the, giving the backstage passes to all the pretty
to
girls.
To the broads, yeah.
Only girls. We weren't invited to that, though. Leap Skyward wasn't invited to that. So we get down to the end, he's got all girls there. We decide, I had my backstage pass on, I thought I was going to be cool with him. So, well, he's got a bunch of guys there. I figure we drop in. See what was going on in the back. We couldn't go. We weren't allowed. So the debauchery for me was over at that point because at the end they had probably, they picked like the best 30 girls from the audience. No men whatsoever. We're allowed to go downstairs in the tap and hang out with Motley Crue.
And I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, and I wasn't one of them. But
that's because they knew that you were with Jim Miller from Leap Skyward.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to bust his balls.
That's right. So that's how it came down. I mean,
so that's the story, huh?
Yeah, they were nice. Gave us food. I mean, I know you guys have played music and stuff. And it
well,
was,
what do they eat?
Like rice and chicken and just like, you know, kind of like a Chinese buffet kind of thing. It's cool.
You could do worse.
Yeah, it was a good thing where they, you know.
They're not like Van Halen where you got to take the green M&Ms out or anything like that?
Nah, nothing like that. And they gave us no alcohol backstage. They gave us plenty of anything we wanted.
Those guys are all drying out, right?
Yeah, they're trying to get it together, I think. And, you know, I think they're trying to keep their expenses down.
How old is that one dude?
Mick Mars.
Yeah, he's like 80.
Yeah, he's up there, man. I mean, he didn't speak. I never spoke to him. The other guys are all vocal. He wears sunglasses all the time. His hair's over the front of his head, of his eyes. He wears sunglasses all the time, and he doesn't talk. He doesn't say a word. I squeezed him, he gave me the old fish. He gave me, what do you call that one? He gave me the old limp handshake.
He gave me the dead fish.
He gave me the dead fish, and he gave me one. He's, hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for the game. Give me the dead fish, and that was the end of that, man.
You got me in the mood. We got to bang our head. Onane, you got a record out, too. We'll play a little bit from that in a little bit. But we got to bang our head first. The Crue on the Chris and Rob.
We'll be right back.
crew rocking the Taft Theater.
What are they doing at the Taft?
Don't vote for Taft.
Why were they at the Taft Theater? What the hell is that motorcycle doing? Who's promoting the shows around here?
They didn't have this, they didn't have the motorcycle there at that show.
They did?
Low key. I didn't notice a merchandising booth. You'd think Motley Crue would sell a lot of t-shirts and stuff. Did you see a merchandise?
No, I didn't.
Temporary tattoos?
All I saw was beer everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything else.
Jim Miller from Leap Skyward is joining us on the Chris and Rob show tonight. Leap Skyward, if you haven't heard, opened the big rock show Sunday night at the Taft, opening the bill for Motley frickin' Crue. If you want to call in and talk to a real-life rock star, the phone number is 749-1444. Again, that's 749-1444. WAIF is also accepting pledges and donations during Memberthon Fall of 98. They call it Fall Memberthon 98, right? Am I right? Am I
dig
wrong?
It, man. Dig it. Yeah.
Lots of exciting membership pledge premium levels that include the insulated coffee mug, the keychain, a ball cap with the WAIF logo on it, and if you ask me, I'd go with the $125 level. It sounds expensive, but not only do you get a zippered hooded sweat jacket with the WAIF logo on it and get that Unabomber look, but you're also supporting public radio in Cincinnati, which without you would be surely starved for artistic expression, to say the least. WAIF, the Chris and Rob Show. Jim Miller, did you tell me off the air that the guys in Motley Crue took a chainsaw to a Flying V guitar and cut it in half?
Well, the funny thing was, we're all up on this little podium, man. Thousands of people taking pictures, all kinds of things going on. And they take this, what do you call those things that squeeze it?
A vice.
Vice grip, yeah. Vice grip. They got together. They'd look around like, who's gonna do the chainsaw? They hand the chainsaw to Vince Neil. He looks at it. He looks at it like he's never seen it. I'm sure he's never used any power tools in his life. So he's like, the one manager's like, pull the thing, pull it. So he's like, all right.
It's just like starting a lawnmower, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure he's never. I don't know. But he cranks the chainsaw. He gets ready to saw through at the lead singer. The chainsaw, when he puts it in there, it stalls out. So now this big moment, this big photo op is gone. So he tries to start it again. Finally, he's like, makes a motion. The manager runs up there, whizz, fires it up, and hands it back to him when it's running. And then he does the ceremony.
What a sissy.
Yeah, the ceremony.
What a big
cut.
Sissy boy.
He didn't get it cut.
Well, when you're on stage at the Taft opening for Motley Crue, what is it, 3,000 or 4,000 people there?
Yeah,
like that?
I love three.
Did you think, my God, this is cool? I'm the king of the world.
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
How long did you guys play?
30-minute set, man. They kept us short.
We're going to open up the phone lines. This is the Chris and Rob Show, joined by Jim Miller from Leap Skyward and Onana, who has a very...
Onana.
I didn't say that right?
Onana.
It's a Latin thing, and I'm a Germanic American, you know, big dog. Hello, OG. You're on with the Chris and Rob Show.
All right, who's that guy who said Tommy Lee was rock hard stupid?
Oh, that was me.
That was
Rob. Well, perchance, have you heard of Pamela Anderson? Perchance, have you heard of him scoring that lovely lady?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, man.
He's still dumber than a post.
You guys are so far from being smart. You guys are... Put me on the damn radio. Put me... I got stuff to talk about,
You're
man.
On the radio, OG. He's stupid. So's Pamela Lee.
I want to talk about everything you guys have been talking about tonight, because I'm crazy, man. I mean, put me on the damn radio, hotshot.
Hey, OG, could you do us a favor? We're looking for a roving reporter for next week's show. Next week at 10 o'clock, we need somebody to get a cell phone, go down to the Board of Elections, and report hot, live election results on the Chris and Rob Show. And
man,
I think you'd be just the man for it.
I'm not doing that goat boy stuff. You guys find yourself an intern.
Okay. Yeah. We'll find somebody else to do it then, OG.
Oh, yeah.
749-1444 is the phone number.
You sound like a nice guy.
Oh, he's all right.
You know OG?
No. Never met him before in my life. He just calls the show.
He's a big fan of Tommy Lee, though. Did you ever see that Tommy Lee panel?
You know, I think he's an overzealous groupie for Tommy Lee is what it sounds like.
OG. Did you see the video, that Pamela Lee, Tommy Lee thing?
No, I didn't. No.
On an A? You see it?
No, I passed on that one.
You didn't see it either one?
No, I didn't see it, man.
You weren't
I saw Tommy Lee's ass in short leather pants. I didn't need to see any more than that going up the stairs. That was the end of it.
Are they
me.
Just one big giant tattoo, just head to toe?
Pretty much, man.
Nipple pierced and all that stuff.
Pretty much.
That's artistic expression, man.
What did you ask him? Why did they go grunge 4 years ago when they came out in flannel shirts?
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I didn't ask him. I wanted to. I mean, that definitely went through my mind when
did it break your heart when they went grunge?
Yeah, because I think if you know, if you start with a certain style of music, you can't really change with the times, you know what I mean? Either what you do is going to be cool, or what you don't do is going to be cool. I mean, I think my band's a perfect example of that. We don't really try to change around because we don't know how to change around.
What you're trying to say is Leap Skyward isn't cool.
We're not, not really. I mean, if we are, we are, but we're not trying to be cool. We're just trying to play songs we like to play loud. You know, we don't try to, we try to be cool, I guess, but we don't try to write them like that.
I'm just ribbing you. You guys are all right. You're coming along. You opened for the crew, didn't you?
Yeah, that was good enough there.
Hello, Zelda. You're on the Chris and Rob show.
Mr. Chris, this is Zelda.
Hi, Zelda.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I was in Zurich yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Zurich, Switzerland?
Yeah. That time change thing, the differential with the Swiss mark, that was weird.
Really?
Yeah, strange. Yeah. But it's kind of a good thing, bad thing type thing, like yin-yang sort of, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was sort of like...
Is this
I
the
went
Happy
there,
Hemptress?
Sir? I'm sorry?
Are you the Happy Hemptress?
Oh, Lord have mercy, no.
No.
Sounds
I'm
like
the
it.
Terrorist Amish girl from hell. You remember me. The terrorist... I've had a little...
Time. I don't like her.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm a rock star! Get rid of her!
Rockstar
I don't like you. Don't call back again. At least
gotta,
when I'm on the air.
You got to make the rock star happy.
That's right. I want to talk about my front end on April.
You're crazy, Jim. You're a crazy wild rock
I'm
star.
I'm nuts, man. But you know what? I'm not. I want to talk about.
I thought only the host could go around hanging up on callers.
I don't like
but
that. Thank you.
On the Chris and Rob show, we even let our guests hang up on
what
the
hell was she even talking about?
I don't know. I was moderately interested when she was talking about some time zone mind warp kind of thing.
I think it's important when you call a talk show to have something to talk about.
Onene, tell us about your music.
My music.
Well, into the microphone thing, please.
Okay. It's definitely nothing like Motley Crue, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
It is. If you've heard of Selena, Gloria Estefan, people like that, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Do you have stalkers?
No, I don't have any stalkers yet. Thank
Not
God.
Yet.
Yeah. Can I introduce you to Chris Comer? Chris Comer.
Uh-oh.
If I'm parked outside your house tomorrow morning, you start worrying.
Dad, if you're listening. Yeah,
but I'll have your CD in my CD player.
All right, cool.
So do you dance around and wear those sexy Latin outfits like those two chicks used to do?
Well, you know, I don't know about the whole sexy outfit thing, but, you know, I like to dress up kind of nice. And I do, when my shows, I try to keep them, you know, something interesting to watch, so I do dance around, I guess.
What about that one guy who sang that song, I Eat 'Em Raw Like Sushi?
Who's that?
He was like a Latin rapper, and he had one hit. Geraldo.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. Rico Suave.
Rico. Yeah, Rico Suave.
Hey, he was cool.
Sometimes I call Chris that.
Is there a market in Cincinnati for Latin music?
Actually, believe it or not, it's growing right now, and it's becoming... Yeah, there is a lot of Latin.
Because, you know, I really like Xavier Cugat and Tito Rodriguez and Tito Puente. That stuff is cooking.
Yeah, it is cooking. Yeah, and out here, it really is growing right now, you know, and... Not only with the Latin people, but the the American people out here are really starting to like it too, because Latin music is everywhere now.
You look at me funny whenever I say Tito Rodriguez.
Because I don't know who he is.
Ask your mom or your grandma or somebody. He goes back a while. He goes back to the 40s.
Oh, really?
We need a full report on that a little bit later.
And Pancho Sanchez, who used to play congas with Dizzy
Gillespie. Yeah, I know him. Yeah, he's cool.
You know him?
Well, I don't know him personally.
He died a long time ago.
I did meet Tito Puente.
Really? Where'd you meet Tito Puente at?
Down in Dayton. He had a concert down there.
Can you give me his phone number?
I don't know if I'm that close.
We should get him on the show and play some congas for us.
He'd be all right, man.
Well, let's play one of your songs. The song is called...
Yeah, I think we're... Is that it? Is that it? Is that
I don't know, but we're going to play a song.
Now I Know Where Dreams Come From.
Oh. Now I Know Where Dreams Come From?
Yeah.
I know where dreams come from.
Lunchtime?
Onene on the Chris and Rob show.
This song should be worth $75.
$75.